107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's a pleasure to have Doug Thompson with the Rotary Club of Stratford. How are you, Doug?
I'm fine, thank you, Kate.
So coming up this Friday, very exciting, the Commit branch of the Rotary Club, they are having a spring fashion show fundraiser.
That's right, Kate. We're excited about it. It's happening in the Mitchell Community Center in Mitchell, Friday, April the 12th, starting at 6 o'clock, ending about 9:30. It's a fashion show for the proceeds to go towards our Commit International work in Nicaragua. It's going to be an exciting night. We have hors d'oeuvres and cocktails being served and desserts, and there's going to be a silent auction and a live auction as well, with some exciting events that you can bid on. And as well as that, there are four fashion people in the area showing. Rabim from Just For Him and Just For Her are showing their latest fashions in men and women's wear for the spring. And Zaya Fashions is showing their fashion wear for the spring as well. And that's with Gordner Moden. And Fashion Fusion is showing with Becky Balfour. And Cabby Clothing is showing with our own Rotarian Carolyn Drummond doing those proceedings. So it's shaping up to be a pretty wonderful night.
Yeah, sounds fabulous. Oh, my goodness.
Chance to catch up on your latest fashions for spring.
Yeah, so many clothes to see. And, yeah, we'll all have to clean out our wardrobes and update it according to the latest spring fashion. And so, Doug, for people who don't know what the Rotary Club of Stratford's Commit branch does, what does Commit do in Nicaragua?
So we've worked in Nicaragua for about 12 years, doing international work there. Originally, we started off doing medical clinics in very rural areas that weren't supplied by the local people there medically, but that's morphed into more projects. We've just finished a large water project, drilling wells. We do sewing projects, farming projects, and the one we're focusing on tonight is an eco-friendly stove project, which is happening at the moment in Nicaragua. To explain that a little further, there are 3 billion open-fire stoves in the world, and you can imagine the environmental impact that has, as well as the health impact on individuals, especially if they cook inside.
Mm-hmm.
And an open-fire stove is basically 3 rocks. You put a pot on top, it's an open fire, and the smoke just goes into the room or up into the environment.
Right, yeah.
So we're building eco-friendly stoves, partnered with a group called Stove Team International in the USA. And they're a very efficient stove, at least 50, probably more like 60 or 70% more efficient than the regular stoves. There's no smoke in the environment because it has a smokestack as such. It's well insulated as well and built by local people so that we employ local people in the process. So it benefits the economy, it benefits women's equality, it benefits the health of the mother and often the child who's babysitting beside the mom, and it benefits the environment.
Well, that's amazing. That's so great that you guys do this kind of work. And I mean, it's something that us over in Canada wouldn't even think about.
We take all our things in first world countries for granted.
Yes.
Our fresh water, our cooking, our heating, our general lifestyle. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen in third world countries.
That's so great that you guys are doing that and raising money for it in a fun way through a fashion show at the Mitchell Community Center this Friday. Admission is $35. And then, of course, there's the silent auction and live auction, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you can buy tickets at the event itself starting at 6 o'clock, but you can also order tickets through Janice Rouser. And her phone number is 226-880-1712 or by email janice.e.rouser@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Doug, for taking the time to tell us a little bit more about what Commit does and tell us about the Commit Charity Fashion Show fundraiser this Friday.
My pleasure, Kate. Thanks for having me on.